Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, do we have mixed messaging?
What do you mean?
Coming from the 49ers front office.
Oh, please explain.
Sean Salisbury, 15 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Yep.
Kukush.
Nice.
Please explain.
I love Sean.
John Lynch publicly stated this morning, yeah, we're having some productive calls. We're on that phone now. We're out there talking about pass rushers. There's no one player who's going to replace Nick Bosa. Duh.
Yep.
But like, yeah, we're moving. We're having a lot of really productive calls. I live in a world where, especially when I'm listening to major people in sports talk, they do a great job of trying to under-promise so they can over-deliver. That's why, for instance, on a Thursday, lovely Christy will do this every week. She'll say, hey, this player's got a Q next to his name. Is he going to play? And often on a Thursday, I'm going to be like, I don't know, because they're not going to tell me yet.
No.
Because they're going to under-promise so they can over-deliver. Is Xavier Worthy going to play Sunday night? I don't know yet. The Chiefs are not going to over-promise and under-deliver. So when John Lynch says publicly, oh, we're moving the ball down the field, we're having some productive conversations, I feel like he's telling the fans, oh, yeah, we're 4-1. We're going to go get some people, and we're going to bolster this, right? Well, then there's Kyle Shanahan, who got into a conversation with Tim Kawakami at his presser yesterday and was asked if this moment for a pass rusher feels similar to 2019 for a receiver when the 49ers went out and I think dropped maybe a fifth rounder on Emmanuel Sanders to bring him in, and it helped. And then the Niners went to the Super Bowl and almost won the darn thing. So this is before practice yesterday. Listen to this.
The Emmanuel Sanders trade was like, really, you said it, we're maybe one piece away. Do you feel at all similar? I know it's a little ways away to that time.
No, I don't feel at all like that. You know, I think at that time we had a Super Bowl defense that was as good as anyone in the league and probably had been for like 10 years and was pretty obvious. And I thought at the time some of the receivers we were dependent on weren't there, and we were playing some young rookies, and we thought we needed to add another guy. But yeah, I don't totally see it the same situation as right now.
Okay, translate this for me. Did Kyle just say no? Because back then I thought we could win the Super Bowl. This is, and by the way, I'd agree with him, but this is not that. Like, we do not feel, oh yeah, we're one player away from being the big bad wolf on the block.
Right, because what they have going on right now goes far beyond just missing an edge rusher. And just looking at the internet, they traded a third and a fourth for Emmanuel Sanders.
Oh, wow.
And they got back a fifth.
Okay, that's what I'm remembering.
So, yeah,
okay.
They got a fifth for the upcoming draft. They gave up a third and a fourth, and they got Emmanuel Sanders. And, yeah, and you look at that year and stuff, and they had an elite defense, and he talked about it. You had the best defense in football, and you felt like you were one piece away. And it reminds me more of the Christian McCaffrey situation where you also had a really good team, and you just could not run the ball. So you got that one piece. And so you look at this year, and put 4-1 aside for just a moment. Your quarterback has not been able to play. We don't know when he'll be able to play. Your tight end is due to come back but can't come back. Your number one wide receiver, who's getting $30 million a year, hasn't played and maybe won't play. And we can go all the way through. So this team does not have an elite defense. It's a good defense. You don't have a great offensive line. You don't have a good pass rush. And you've got about 7 or 8 rookies or second-year guys who start for you. So I get what he's saying. What he's saying, basically, without saying it, is we're 4-1. Yeah. Are you sure? Are you sure and stuff? Because I looked at the film, and honestly, and I always do this, Mark, when if you watch a game with, like, in the old school, before they had the score bug and before they had the score box and all the rest of the things, if you just watched these games and you didn't keep track of who was scoring and who wasn't scoring, and you look at all 5 of these games like a boxing match, they're probably down 3, if not 4, of the 5 rounds.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to know, like, Kyle would never say this, and I don't even think he thinks
this. I think
he
just said that.
No, but what I'm about to say, like, you know, the problem with the 49ers right now is, I mean, in theory, they're going to acquire a bunch of people at the trade deadline who are already on the team. You know what I mean? They're going to acquire George Kittle, and they're going to acquire Ricky Pearsall, and they might acquire Juwan Jennings this week, and maybe they'll acquire Brandon Ayuk at some point. Maybe they'll acquire Brock Purdy here pretty soon. They're still going to need a pass rusher. But, you know, for years when the Giants were just so flipping boring, and this is true now, this is a fact, the marketing department over at the Giants, if you said, who is the team's face? Who's the face of the Giants? Who's their most popular asset? The answer was, they're broadcasters.
Right?
No joke.
And a babe.
Right. Like, bobblehead night was Crook and Kipe. It wasn't the shortstop or anybody out on the field.
A double play.
That's great. That's a great broadcast team, but that's not good. It's not ideal if your broadcasters are your most popular assets. Do you want to know what the best thing the 49ers have right now? It's their coaches. It's Kyle and Robert Saleh. Like, that's right. To me, when I look at the way this team has performed so far this year, those are their MVPs. That takes nothing away from people who have performed well, and there are a number of them, although I can barely, outside of McCaffrey, is there anybody who's played 5 games? And I'm talking about, like, the major names.
The skill guys?
Yeah, not Colton McKivitz.
I mean, I think Ton just has.
Okay.
But even in the opener, like, he probably didn't play more than a few plays.
Fred Warner, I guess. Fred Warner.
Juice has played all 5.
Yeah, Fred Warner would be like, okay, he's played all 5 games and he's been phenomenal. But outside of that, like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Purdy hasn't played 5. Mac hasn't played 5. No receivers played 5. Nobody's nobody's standing out. Somehow they're 4-1, but yeah, their best asset right now is their coaches. Not ideal.
No, and it's their system, and yet they have, you know, done enough to where they're 4-1. And I'm going back to what Kyle was just talking about in that cut about, you know, what things were like back in 2019. And you beat Washington on the road 9-0 in that monsoon. Nick Bosa doing, you know, water angels on the field, and they all were doing the slip and slide. They got to 6-0, but you beat a bad team 9-0. And before that, you beat the Rams 20-7. You beat the Browns 31-3. That defense did not allow people to score. It just, they didn't let you score. And he looked at his offense and stuff, and he's like, okay, we're 6-0, but my God, I got Garoppolo, who's got no one to throw to. I've got a mediocre run game. What do we need to do to get this team to be better? And so he made that move. They were 6-0, and he made that move.
So that, well, that's why I ask about mixed messages, though. Because I think we all agree that the 49ers could use a pass rusher or eight. And John Lynch is out there going, yep, we're on the phone, man. We're driving this thing. We're 4-1, and we're going to find somebody. But then Kyle kind of drops like a – now, he doesn't say anywhere in there we're not going to go get someone. But the 49ers are clearly in a spot where they have to be judicious about who they acquire and what it means for their salary structure going forward, largely because of major contracts that will kick in next year, starting with Brock Purdy. But new extensions for Fred Warner and George Kittle and et cetera, et cetera. So they've got to be careful about who they acquire and how does it fit both on the field and in the salary structure. And you hesitate to do that unless you feel like, dude, we're one player away from winning this thing. And I think Kyle right there was saying that they're not.
Right.
And he's right, by the way.
Yeah, I think you need a guard. You need a pass rusher. You need probably another corner and stuff. And you need more than just one guy. And I'm looking at that game against Washington when they won 9-0. And you had Dante Pettis play 92% of the snaps. Kendrick Bourne played 89% of those snaps at wide receiver. Richie James played half the snaps. And so you're Kyle and you win 9-0. Whatever, weather aside, you scored 9 points. And you look at Dante, Kendrick, and Richie James, you're thinking, my God, yep, we're 6-0, but I'm going to need to get somebody who I can actually trust out there.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm sure that they, if they, especially if they win another game or two before the deadline, there will be an acquisition, I believe. But at the same time, will it be fancy? Will it be big money? Will it be someone that they commit to beyond this year? I think the 49ers might be looking to not do that unless this thing gets to, you know, 7-1.
But even there, 8-1. I think you're right about, like, it has to be the right, not only player, but the right contract.
No doubt.
Because you don't want to, like, be sunk into a guy who is going to cost you a bunch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.